This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at NPR.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Letters in the mailbox say I'm gonna hunt you down.
Thank you so much for having us, Tiny Desk. My name is Becca Mann Carey, and I just finished putting out this new record a week ago called The Greatest Part. And camera people, if you're with me, right over there in the black mask is one of my best friends and the producer of this new record, Zach Farrow. Zach, thanks for being here. It's incredible. Yeah, I love you with the mask. No, don't say a word. So anyway, this next song is off of that new record, and I came out when I was pretty young, and it went pretty badly, to be honest. So I wanted to write songs for people like me and for people to feel included in the stories. So this is my story, and if it relates to you, it goes out to you. It's called First Time. One, two, three, four.
I remember first time my dad didn't hug me back. Under the porch lights with my sister's old cigarettes. With your hands hanging to your side and my face to your chest. Thank you.
Do it, boys.
You say you don't like the way I am.
you so much again, Bob Boylan, NPR Music, Tiny Desk, everyone that is watching. It's been not the year that I thought it was going to be, but it's been the year for change. And, you know, when I wrote this record, it was about my own personal journey towards transforming from anger into forgiveness. And so this next song is all about that, learning how to say that you're sorry to yourself and to the people around you. But I would be remiss to not introduce this incredible band who are some of my best friends. That is Caleb Hickman over there on the keys, Juan Solorzano on electric guitar, Duncan Shea on the bass, and your very own Zach Farrow on the drums. I'm Becca Mann Carey. Thank you for listening.
I'm sorry, I'm not done with you. I'm sorry, I'm not done with you. Do you know your body anymore? Does it haunt you every night? Do you know your body anymore? Does it haunt you every night? I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm not done with you. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine a house where every room follows a different architect's plan. Doorways don't connect. Staircases lead nowhere. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our complicated system for treating psychosis, one that loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. We'll ask how it got so bad and how it can get better. Listen to Lost Patients from KOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network. Spend time in any American city, and you'll likely encounter someone with untreated psychosis. Lost Patients is a new podcast examining our maze-like system for treating severe mental illness, which loses patients to an endless loop between the streets, jail, and hospitals. Does it have to be this way? For the history, the reality, and hopefully some solutions, listen to Lost Patients from KUOW and the Seattle Times, part of the NPR network.